We have been praying for Pope Francis completely wrong. Let me explain. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, God often wants to speak to us in the most ordinary of ways. Let me tell you what happened. So in my rosary group that we pray every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, you could find us on YouTube. We used to have a lot of prayers and we wanted to simplify the prayers by simply having what's in the original rosary. One of the prayers that we used to have that we took out was the St. Michael the Archangel prayer. And so it's been coming from different people that because of the times that we're living in, they wanted to bring it back. And one of the things that I have learned is that when you're in a group of faith, if a desire is coming from a lot of different people, God is speaking. So what was our dilemma? We didn't really want to extend the time that we prayed. And at the very end, we have always been praying on Our Father and a Hail Mary for the Pope's intentions. So I thought, I don't want to add another prayer. What can we do to simplify this? So I went to the Handbook of Indulgences, and there in number 5, I'll put it on the screen. This is what it says. It says that although it is recommended that you pray an Our Father or a Hail Mary for the Pope's intentions, the person at their discretion could substitute any prayer depending on their piety. When I read that, I understood what it means, that we could have any other prayer we want as long as it's directed for the intentions of the Pope. And that's when it clicked. It's like as if God was saying, you can pray the St. Michael prayer for the Pope's intentions. And it didn't stop there, because I thought we're doing this so that we can gain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. And as many of you know, St. Michael is the chief angel of purgatory, where you could say he is the angel of purgatory. He's the one that escorts us into purgatory. He's the one that gets us out when it's our time to be delivered. He brings us to God. Where did I get this information? This is from the unpublished manuscript on purgatory. But there is more. There is more to the story as the role that he plays in his relationship with the Holy Father. Let me read to you from this amazing book called Visions of Purgatory. Now, this was originally recorded in French. It's a book that you can purchase. It was approved by the local bishop. The person, out of humility, did not want to record their name, so it is an anonymously written book. Listen to this. Then I saw something that made a great impact upon me. Each time a guardian angel brings a basket before the throne of the Divine Majesty, another receives it and in exchange gives him a cup of gold and another of silver, both of them filled in the fountain of the graces that spring forth from the Eucharistic heart of Jesus in the midst of heaven. The angel then presents these vessels to the Most Blessed Virgin, who fills them a little more, while the saints also unite their offering, which is their power of intercession, greater or lesser, depending on whether they have been invoked or whether it is their feast day. The angel with the cups bows before the Most Holy Virgin and then goes first to purgatory, over which he pours the content of the cup of gold, which spreads like a refreshing, beneficial rain. Next, he goes to earth, and there he gives his cup of silver, which is always filled, to a great angel who is at the side of the Holy Father, St. Michael. St. Michael then pours the content of the cup over the Holy Church, who receives all the graces and all the blessings of God, and spreads and diffuses them over all mankind. Even the most intimate, most secret, most particular, and most extraordinary graces pass through our Mother, the Church. It is a great mystery of love. My guardian angel spoke of St. Michael with an immense respect and with great fervor. Michael is our leader, the Prince of the Heavenly Armies. What does this mean? We know from our tradition that we have a guardian angel by our side. Now, there is another tradition that when a person gets ordained a priest or they're given a particular office, they are given another angel to protect them, a second guardian angel. Now, it stands to reason that if someone were to become a bishop or a cardinal, that they would have extra protection. What this is basically saying is that along with whatever guardian angels the Holy Father has, he always has, in a particular way, St. Michael the Archangel right next to him. What does this mean? if we want to pray for the Holy Father, if we want to influence him in the positive, and from many of the comments of different videos that we've had, I know that many of you are not happy with some of the things going on with the Holy Father. This is no secret. What is a secret is the best way for us to help him. And it is this: not by complaining, not by being angry, but by empowering the angel that is right next to him to influence his thoughts and influence his feelings. This is exactly what the devil does to bring him down. He puts other people of high ranking right next to him, possibly bishops, possibly cardinals, to speak lies into his ears, to lead him in one direction or another. And we should do the same, except leading him to truly be what he is called to be, a holy father. We could impact Pope Francis in ways that we have never even dreamed of, especially if you have a devotion to the souls in purgatory. That means Saint Michael has a special love for you, because so does he. And whenever there is a bond of love between you and another saint, or in this case, an angel, there is greater intercession there. He will hear your prayers more. And the more you pray to Saint Michael, the more he can pray for and intercede for the Holy Father. This can completely change our church. I want to especially make this video because in the next few days, the Holy Father is inaugurating something that apparently he's been doing for the last few years. And it's simply a 24-hour prayer period before the Blessed Sacrament, before one of the last Sundays of Lent in preparation for Easter. And when I read that news, I thought, now's the time to release this information, for you to know, for us to pray for him, for us to not give up on Pope Francis, to not write him off and not simply want and wait for the next pope, because maybe that's not going to be better. We need to take what we have now and bring it before the Lord. We need to ask the armies of purgatory, that's what I call them, the armies of purgatory, to pray to Saint Michael that the chief angel would pray for the chief person in the church. It completely makes sense. If he is the head and captain of the angels, it makes sense that he is always at the side of the Holy Father, like a secret angel granting him protection. My friends, you've probably heard it say by Saint John Vianney, this expression where he says, four more. What did he mean? He said that if there were only four more priests like him, the kingdom of Satan would fall. Imagine what were to happen if we were to have one Holy Father. Did you see what happened with Saint John Paul II? How much evil throughout the world he crushed and brought down. How many saints he raised up. We need to pray for Pope Francis to be and become this type of pope. This is the best way that we can love him, by lifting him up through the intercession of Saint Michael the Archangel. Now I invite you to pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our shield against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will see you in the next one.